Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim. My name is Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Pesachim Daf Mem Hey. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, it was taught that Rabbi Kiva learns that Hetum Mitzdar for Isser applies to Naziris. Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana that Rabbi Kiva will find a difficulty with what's taught in the Brice, which brings a pasuk that states, Mikol Sher Yasim Migefen Yain Merchatzani Matzag Lo Yochel, from anything made of the grapevine, from the seeds to the skins, he shall not eat. Limed al Yisuri Nazir Shemit Starfim Zeim Zed teaches about the items prohibited to a Nazir that they combine with one another to make up the minimum shear to be chayiv. Now, if according to Rabbi Kiva, Isser Behetim at Starfim, forbidden and permitted foods combine as derived from Mishras, Isser Behetim Abai, is it necessary for the Torah to state that the forbidden combines with the forbidden? It must be then that Isser Behetim do not combine in the case of a Nazir, and that's why it was necessary to teach that forbidden foods do combine. So Rav Kahana answered and said to Rav Ashi, Isser Behetim Abbas Achas, the forbidden and permitted foods combine only when they're eaten simultaneously. Whereas the forbidden food combines with the forbidden food even when they're consumed one after the other. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Batzet shebesit keil reva, leavened dough that is lodged in the cracks of a kneading bowl. If there's a kazayis of dough in one place, chayv levayer, one must dispose of it. And if there's not, batel b'milutah, it's null due to its smallness. Now Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, the mission is referring only to where it seals a crack in a place that's not made to hold water, meaning the upper part of the bowl. But where it seals a crack in a place that's made to hold water, meaning the base of the bowl, one is not obligated to dispose of it, even though it's the size of a kazayis. Rashi explains that it's bottled to the bowl and it's considered like a piece of wood. This implies that when the dough is less than a kazayis, one is not chayv to dispose of it, even when it's not in a place that's not needed to hold water. And then there are those that teach that Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel was referring to. The latter part of the Mishnah, which taught that if it's less than a kazayis, it's batal due to its smallness. Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel that this is only where it's in a crack made to hold water, but at the top of the bowl, one is obligated to dispose of it even when it's less than a kazayis. This implies that a kazayis, even when it's in a place to seal a crack made to hold water, must be disposed of. And point number three, was taught in the Braisa, Pashi Ibsha, a loaf that has become moldy, and has become inedible to a person, but a dog is still able to eat it, as it is not spoiled completely, subject to tumah as food the size of a kebetza, and if it's truma, it may be burned even though it's tahor, together with food, which is tamei, on Erev Pesach. Rashi explains that as long as a dog can eat it, it doesn't lose its status of food. And even Rav Yossi on Daf Yudal, who holds that one cannot burn Tahor Truma with Tamei Truma, would agree here that since it's not fit for humans, one can burn it with the Tamei. In the name of Rabbi Nasna, where they said, Ein Matama, it's not subject to Tuma as food. He holds that food not fit for human consumption doesn't become Tamei. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, it was taught that Rabbi Kiva learns that Hetum Mitzdar for Isser applies to Naziris. Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana that Rabbi Kiva will find a difficulty with what's taught in the Brice, which brings a pasuk that states, Mikol Sher Yasim Migefen Yain Merchatzani Matzag Lo Yochel, from anything made of the grapevine, from the seeds to the skins, he shall not eat. Limed al Yisuri Nazir Shemit Starfim Zeim Zed teaches about the items prohibited to a Nazir that they combine with one another to make up the minimum shear to be chayiv. Now, if according to Rabbi Kiva, Isser Behetim at Starfim, forbidden and permitted foods combine as derived from Mishras, Isser V'Isser Mabai, is it necessary for the Torah to state that the forbidden combines with the forbidden? It must be then that Isser V'Heter do not combine in the case of a Nazir, and that's why it was necessary to teach that forbidden foods do combine. So Rav Kahana answered and said to Rav Ashi, Isser V'Heter B'Bas Achas, the forbidden and permitted foods combine only when they're eaten simultaneously. Isser V'Isser B'Zeh Achazeh, whereas the forbidden food combines with the forbidden food even when they're consumed one after the other. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Batzet shebesit keil reva, leavened dough that is lodged in the cracks of a kneading bowl. If there's a kazayis of dough in one place, chayv levayer, one must dispose of it. And if there's not, batel b'milutah, it's null due to its smallness. Now Rav Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, the Mishnah is referring only to where it seals a crack in a place that's not made to hold water, meaning the upper part of the bowl. But where it seals a crack in a place that's made to hold water, meaning the base of the bowl, one is not obligated to dispose of it, even though it's the size of a kazayis. Rashi explains that it's bottled to the bowl and is considered like a piece of wood. This implies that when the dough is less than a kazayis, one is not chayv to dispose of it, even when it's not in a place that's not needed to hold water. And then there are those that teach the review to said in the Mishmuel was referring to. There are those that teach that what review to said in the Mishmuel was referring to the latter part of the Mishnah, which taught that if it's less than a kazayis, it's bottled due to its smallness. Rav Yehuda said in the Mishmuel that this is only where it's in a crack made to hold water, but at the top of the bowl, one is obligated to dispose of it even when it's less than a kazayis. This implies that a kazayis, even when it's in a place to seal a crack made to hold water, must be disposed of. And point number 3, was taught in the Braisa, Pashi Ibsha, a loaf that has become moldy, and has become inedible to a person, but a dog is still able to eat it, as it is not spoiled completely, the tumah tumasochem mekabeza, subject to tumah as food the size of a kabeza, and if it's truma, it may be burned even though it's tahor, together with food, which is tamei, on Erev Pesach. Rashi explains that as long as a dog can eat it, it doesn't lose its status of food. And even Rav Yossi on Daf Yudal, who holds that one cannot burn tahor truma with tamei truma, would agree here that since it's not fit for humans, one can burn it with the tamei. In the name of Rabbi Nasna, where they said, "Ein matama, it's not subject to tumah as food." He holds that food not fit for human consumption doesn't become tameh. All right, so now it's time to go to the sim for Daf Mem Hei. And our standard sim for Mem Hei is Monopoly. Monopoly. Mem Hei. All right, a bit of a stretch, but that's what we've been using. So it's Monopoly. So here goes. The Daf Yomi Monopoly game required the player with a nuzzer piece to avoid landing on the grape skins and seed places, while the player with the bagel piece raced to get enough dough to fill in the crack on the kneading bowl before it became moldy. Once again, in slow motion. The Daf Yomi Monopoly game. Monopoly? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Hei, Monopoly. The Daf Yomi Monopoly game required the player with a nuzzer piece to avoid landing on the grape skins and seed places, which reminds us, Rav Kana told Rav Ashi that we learn from the Pasuk in the Parsha of Nuzzer that prohibits eating anything made of the grapevine from the seeds or the skins, that Isser V'Isser B'Zer Chazer, that forbidden food combines with the forbidden food even when they're consumed one after the other, whereas V'Isser V'Heter B'Basachas, the forbidden and permitted foods combine only when they're eaten simultaneously. So the Daf Yomi Monopoly game required the player with a nuzzer piece to avoid landing on the grape skins and seed places, while the player with the bagel piece raced to get enough dough to fill in the crack on the kneading bowl, which reminds us that the next Mishnah states, Batzek Shebasid Keh Reva, leavened dough that's lodged in the cracks of a kneading bowl. If there's a kazayis of dough in one place, chayv levar, one must dispose of it. And if there's not, batel mi'luto, it's null due to its smallness. And the Gemara brings two versions of what Rav Yehuda said in the Mishmur regarding where the crack in the bowl was, whether it was in the upper part where it's not made to hold water or at the base where it is, and the implications in halacha for each version. So the Daf Yomi Monopoly game required the player with a nuzzer piece to avoid landing on the grape skins and seed places, while the player with the bagel piece raced to get enough dough to fill in the crack on the kneading bowl before it became moldy. Which reminds us, a pasha ibsha, a loaf that has become moldy and has become inedible to a person, but a dog is still able to eat it as it hasn't spoiled completely, is subject to tumah as food the size of a kabeitza, v'nisref isma tmeya bepesach, and if it's truma, it may be burned, even though that it is tahor, together with food, which is tameh on Erev Pesach. Rashi explains that as long as a dog can eat it, it doesn't lose its status of food, and even Rabbi Yossi on Daf Yadod, who holds that one cannot burn tahor truma with tameh truma, would agree here that since it's not fit for humans, one can burn it with the tameh. In the name of Rabbi Nasan, however, they said, it's not subject to tumah as food. He holds that food not fit for human consumption does not become tameh. So once again, the Daf Yomi Monopoly game required the player with a nuzzer piece to avoid landing on the grape skins and seed places, while the player with a bagel piece raced to get enough dough to fill in the crack on the kneading bowl before it became moldy. All right, so now it's time to go to our 4 blot back Chazara. Daf Memov. So the Simmer Daf Memov is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma. Grandma. That must be run Daf Memov. The grandma decided to prepare a pot roast carbon Pesach, which reminds us that the Pasuk only refers to the prohibition of cooking a Pesach in water. And a Braisa brought a Malchuk is how we know that one cannot cook it in other liquids as well. The Tanakhama learns that if it's forbidden to cook in water, which doesn't impart taste, all the more so would be forbidden to cook in liquids that do impart taste. Rebbe learns it from the double Lashon of Bashel Mevushal. The extra word teaches the prohibition applies to any liquid. The nafkamina between them is a pot roast, where the carbon is cooking in its own fat. The Tanakhama would permit it since it isn't flavored by external liquids, whereas Rebbe would prohibit it because it's cooking in a liquid. So the grandma decided to prepare a pot roast carbon Pesach, when her grandkids told her they would not eat the one cooking in the Chami Teveria, which reminds that Rav Chisda said the reason one who cooks the carbon Pesach in the Chami Teveria is chayiv is not for transgressing the prohibition of cooking the carbon, since the spring is an atolda fire, and therefore it's not considered cooking. Rather, it's for transgressing the mitzvah to eat the Pesach only if it was roasted by fire. So the grandma decided to prepare a pot roast carbon Pesach, when her grandkids told her they would not eat the one cooking in the Chami Teveria, lest they incur multiple sets of lashes. Which reminds us that Samachuk is in a case where one ate the carbon partially raw and cooked. Rava says he gets three sets of lashes, one which includes the generalized prohibition of not eating the Pesach except roasted. Abai says one does not incur lashes for a lav shebaklalos, a generalized prohibition. The Samachuk is whether Abai means he never gets lashed or that he would get lashed if that was his only transgression. Daf Membeis. So the Siman Daf Membeis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster. Mobster, that must be more on Daf Membeis. The mobster was selling maim shalanu at an inflated price, which reminds us that Rav Yudah said a woman should knead the dough for matzah only with maim shalanu, with water that slept overnight, which means water that was collected the previous day and stayed overnight in the vessel. And this is based on the Gemara in Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis, that the sun's position during the winter caused the underground water source to heat up. Rashi explains that since the warmth hastens the fermentation, one should draw the water the night before baking to give it a chance to cool. Women were also told they should not knead the dough in the sun, nor with water heated by the sun, nor with water drained from the bottom of the mulyar. So the mobster was selling maim shalanu at an inflated price, didn't realize he was bent over and weak from all the raw vegetables he was eating. Which reminds us that three foods increase the sold waist of a person and bend the pasha, meaning they sap one's strength, and remove 1/500th of a person's eyesight, coarse bread, fresh beer, and raw vegetables, which Rashi explains refers to raw leeks, onions, and radishes when eaten frequently in large quantities. Three things diminish the sold waist of a person, make the pasha erect, and illuminate the eyes. Refined bread, fatty meat, and old wine. So the mobster was selling maim shalanu at an inflated price, didn't realize he was bent over and weak from all the raw vegetables he was eating, dipped in adomi vinegar. Which reminds that originally when the Beis HaMikdash stood and they would bring the sachim from the wine of Yehuda, the wines would not sour until they would put barley into them. Rashi explains that in the schus of the nesachim, they wouldn't sour until a fermenting agent like barley was added. They were then called chometz tam, ordinary vinegar, because this hal vinegar was produced in Yehuda. Now that the Beis HaMikdash is in ruins and libations are no longer brought, this now is the state of wine and vinegar in Edom. And two different psukim are brought as sources for the phenomena that Yisrael and Edom will never be blessed simultaneously. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here it goes. The Woman's Chametz Magazine. Magazine? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Gimel. The Woman's Chametz Magazine, featuring recipes of chametz mixtures and advertisements for chametz nuksha cosmetics, which reminds us that based on the question who the Tana is in the mission that held Dagan Gamro Ayide Taruv is that full-fledged grain in a mixture, the nuksha be'enei and chametz nuksha that's distinct, belov are both prohibited by love, we learn that Rabbi Yehuda said it was Rabbi Meir holds that a mixture with chametz is more severe than a chametz nuksha, and the Rav Nachman who said it was Rabbi Eliezer holds that chametz nuksha is more severe than a mixture with chametz. So the Woman's Chametz magazine, featuring recipes of chametz mixtures and advertisements for chametz nuksha cosmetics, include an article why chametz can't be eaten by women, which reminds us that the reason Rabbi Eliezer learned that women are included in the chametz prohibition and penalty from the word kol in the pasuk, ki kol ochos machmesus v'nikrusa, for anyone who eats something that has been leavened, then the soul should be cut off, and not from the pasuk, ish o isha ki yasmi kol chatos ha'adam, when a man or woman shall commit any of the sins of man, where the Torah has equated a man to a woman for all the punishments and relevant prohibitions in the Torah, is that since the Torah juxtaposes the prohibition to eat chametz with the mitzvah to eat matzah, that only those who are required to eat matzah are prohibited from eating chametz. And since women are punished from eating matzah, since it's a mitzvah zaseh, as mangrama, a time-bound positive mitzvah, they would not be subject to the prohibition of chametz. That is why the word kol is needed. The Gemara brings a braisa where Rebbe Elazar then teaches that now that women are included in the prohibition of chametz, they have been included in the mitzvah of matzah. So the Woman's Chametz magazine, featuring recipes of chametz mixtures and advertisements for chametz nuksha cosmetics, include an article on why chametz can't be eaten by women, nor brought on the Mizbeach. Which reminds us that when the Torah states, Se'or lo sektir mimenu ish el Hashem, do not burn leaven as a firing offering to Hashem, we would only know it's forbidden if all of it is leaven. From where do we know that it's prohibited if the leaven is in a mixture and is indistinguishable, that it's forbidden? The Torah states, ki kol. Daf Mem Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Mem Dalet is mud. So here goes. The Nazir who dropped his grape-soaked piece of bread in the mud. Mud, that must be more on Daf Mem Dalet. The Nazir who dropped his grape-soaked piece of bread in the mud, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba said in the Rabbi Yochanan, Koisurin Shematori ain't heter mitzvah v'lo iser in the case of all forbidden substances. Mention the Torah, a permitted substance does not combine with a forbidden substance to make up the minimum shear to be chayav for, except for Isuri Nazir, because the Torah says the word Mishra. So Rashi explained that this word teaches that a Nazir is prohibited for eating bread that has been soaked in wine. Now, since it's obvious that if the bread contained a full kazais of wine, the bread would be forbidden, then it must be the Torah is referring to a case where the bread contains less than a kazais of wine. And the kazais shir to be chayv was only attained by combining the forbidden wine and permitted bread. So the Nazir who dropped his grape-soaked piece of bread in the mud, which gave it a muddy taste, which reminds us the Gemara questions using the word mishras to teach heter mitzvah for Israel for a Nazir, based on a braisa that teaches mishras liten tam ke'ikr. The word mishras comes to make flavor equivalent to a substance, that if a Nazir soaked grapes in water, and the water subsequently has the flavor of wine, the Nazir is chai for drinking this water. And from here we can extrapolate to all prohibitions of the Torah. And the Gemara answers that the braisa reflects the view of the Rabbanan. But Rabbi Yochanan goes according to Rabbi Akiva, who disagreed with the Rabbanan and uses Mishras to teach Heter Mitzvah for Isser for the Nazir. So the Nazir dropped his grape-soaked piece of bread in the mud, which gave it a muddy taste, tossed it into Nachri's pot, which completely changed the flavor. Which reminds us that the Gemara initially suggested that Rabbi Akiva's source for Tam Kikr was from Basar Bechal, meat and milk, but the Torah prohibits the mere flavor of milk that is absorbed in the meat, but then rejects this because Basar Bechal has an anomaly, and that if one soaks meat and milk even for an entire day, it's permitted, but if one cooks it in the milk, it's prohibited. So you can't apply it to other Yisurim. Instead, the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva learns Tamki Iker from Gulei Nachrim, purging the Kiyom of Nachrim, in that the emissions impart mere flavor and are forbidden. So too with regard to other forbidden foods, flavor is forbidden, just like the substance. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions, plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number 1. Which topic learned that in the Schus of Nesachim during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, wine would only sour if they put barley in it, which then became their ordinary vinegar. That's on Daf Membeis. Good. Number 2. Which topic learned about the prohibition of burning leaven on the Mizbeach? That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do we have in Machlokes Abaye and Rava, whether one is Chai Malkus for a Lav Shebe Klolos? That's on Daf Memal. Good. Number 4. Which topic learned from the prohibition that a Nazir is not allowed to eat grapes, grape skins, or seeds, that Isser ve Isser bezeh achazeh? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Good. Number 5. Which topic learned that Rabbi Kiva learns Tam Ke Iker from Gulei Nachrim? That's on Daf Mem Dal. Good. Number 6. Which topic learned the Rabbanan forbids soaking barley grains in water on Pesach? That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number 7. Which topic learned that one should only knead dough for matzah with Maim Shalanu? That's on Daf Membeis. Good. Number 8. Which topic learned that Pascha Ipsha, moldy loaf that's inedible to a human and is truma that is taur, it can be burned with Tamei Truma even according to Rabbi Yossi? That's on Daf Memhei. Good. Number 9. Which topic learned that the reason one is chai for cooking the carbon Pesach in the Chamei Taveria is that he's transgressed not eating the carbon Pesach other than roasted? That's on Daf Memov. Good. And number 10, which topic learned that with Batzak Shabasid Kareva, that there's a kazayas of dough in one place, one is chayv to dispose of it? That's on Daf Memhei. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which topic learned about Kol Isha? That's on Daf Chav Dalet and Brachos. Good. Number 2. Which topic learned that one should daven not to get sick? That's on Daf Lamed Beis and Shabbos. Good. And number 3, which topic we learn about using a person as a sukkah wall? That's on Daf Mem Dalet and Erevin. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.